Recorded Books presents Selected Sonnets by William Shakespeare, narrated by Frank Muller. This performance is copyrighted 1990 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Dedication. To the only begetter of these ensuing sonnets, Mr. W.H., all happiness and that eternity promised by our ever-living poet wisheth the well-wishing adventurer in setting forth. T.T. As much has been written on the identity of W.H. and the dark lady of the sonnets as on the poems themselves. Was W.H. William Herbert, Earl of Pembroke, a favorite choice, or Henry Wriothesley, Earl of Southampton? If he was an earl, why title him Mr.? More likely, Mr. W.H. was the person who secured the sonnets for printing by T.T., Thomas Thorpe, in 1609. This much we do know. Sonnets 1 through 126 are addressed to a young man, 127 through 154 to a dark-featured woman. Some commentators have suggested that the first group may have been commissioned by a wealthy family for their son in an effort to persuade him to marry. Shakespeare's narrative poems, The Rape of Lucrece, Venus and Adonis, were written at a time when the plague had reappeared in London and closed the theater. Shakespeare then had time to compose them. In the same way, the 154 sonnets, probably written over the course of 9 years between 1593 and 1600, may have been composed between the creation of his plays or, if you will,